M-R-I-S. It's where the stars live.
My hands up to the stars.
Virgin Radio Dubai, good to have you with you here today.
What's Jared Leto?
Hello, Dubai.
Keanu Reeves, thank you so much.
My hands up to the stars.
Alicia Keys.
Did you bring the party?
You're saying, Bob, how are you?
I'm good.
The Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
Awesome show, guys.
Say, you guys show rock.
We love you guys.
The show must never end.
We're on.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We're live. Good morning, 6:03. What's happening? Your Tuesday across the UAE. Oh, and yes, we have an announcement at 7:20 this morning. You don't want to miss. Honestly, it's going to be huge. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. Hello, guys.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Going back to that news story.
Yes.
I have always been fearful of these gas cylinders that we have exploding.
If you missed it, there was one at a restaurant in Abu Dhabi.
And two people have lost their lives.
Yes, yeah. 120 others have been injured. Several shops around the area were damaged as well. So very, very dangerous.
Always, you know, because these gas cylinders, a lot of us, we have them in our houses, etc. Yeah. I've got two or three of them, actually.
Yeah.
Got one of the big ones outside as well that, you know, gives the gas to the entire kitchen. I always think that, like, you know, in the when it gets 45 degrees of heat and it sits in the sun. I'm sure it doesn't seem to happen often. But our thoughts and prayers for everyone that was affected by that cylinder explosion in Abu Dhabi overnight. Scary. 6:04. Yeah, May 24th. Is it payday today, guys?
I hope so.
Nah, probably tomorrow, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, you think tomorrow?
Yeah.
Rossi, you're looking fantastic today. What's going on? You've got your collared shirt on today. Have you got anything after the show, or is this for the show?
Got a meeting after the show, yeah. Oh, okay, later on, so just I thought I'd better dress up.
Who's your meeting with?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I've forgotten.
That's a lie.
I don't know who it is. Got to keep your plans close until they come off.
Jeez.
Because if I tell everyone and it doesn't happen, I'll be like, oh, great. So I'm just keeping it on the low.
Is it within this building?
No.
No.
It's somewhere external.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing I did, I just saw your Instagram. Why were you going?
I had a nightmare trying to find, because we wanted to do escargot on the show today, right? And I couldn't get him. I was out last night trying to find escargot.
Just get a restaurant. They would have made it. That's what I thought you would have done. We don't have escargot today.
Isn't it escargot day?
Today's escargot day. Like, you know, the little snails. So Rossi and I, we agreed yesterday that we'll do the escargot in the studio. Get some, we'll eat them.
I called the restaurant, but I didn't like them. They were a bit snotty.
Well, that's...
Yeah, but we don't... Who cares?
Who
we
cares?
Don't, we just need...
And they didn't deliver either.
If you couldn't do it, let me know. I would have got it.
Course
I know
you
many
would.
French restaurants that have...
Of course you would. Of course you would.
One of my friends, Rizwan, owns a couple of French restaurants. I would have got him.
What's the restaurant called?
Doesn't matter. He's French. He's like La Cantine, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I could have just called him up and said, can we get... He would have said, of course. No problem.
I don't think it's on the menu. I tried that yesterday.
So we don't have any snails today to consume?
No.
So what are we going
to
do?
Go to the garden.
I went to three supermarkets before work today.
Yeah, exactly. As if they're like the local supermarket is going to be selling snails, escargot.
They do, yeah.
No, they're not.
They
little,
do.
Little corner stores.
Not little corner stores, but I went to Spinney's last night. I messaged Tom from Spinney's last night.
Mm.
I called Saint-Tropez restaurants who don't deliver. I was going to get them delivered here, put them in the fridge.
We'll get them last night.
That's what I was going to say. Get them delivered here last night, put them in the fridge. But they don't deliver.
We could have just gone to the restaurant.
I'm not going to go to the restaurant at 8:30 at night. I'm sorry to say.
You don't have to. We could have sorted that out.
Who?
Anyway, we'll talk about it off the radio, Rossi.
So I guess we're not doing escargot.
I was really excited to have escargot day.
Do you like it?
No, absolutely not. I probably wouldn't have done it anyway. It's just the point that we agreed that we were going to do it, and now we're not doing
it. We've done it a few times. But what are we going to do? Because it's like a delicacy for some people. So we're not going to go, are we?
What if you don't like something?
It's weird. 7:20 this morning. Don't miss it. We have an announcement. We cannot wait to I can't wait to share this one with you. This is good. This is a good one. This is good. That's all I'm going to say. It's good. All right, your pop quiz still to come. Let's go. First caller of the morning. Is it you? Give me a call. 04-871-5544. I want you on with us. Be our first caller. Hello, Dean. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Mate, you're on. Yeah, we got you. We got you on live. We know that you're getting ready for work as well, man, right?
Yeah, I'm just getting up out of bed.
Got you up nice and early.
Nice.
What do you do for work, Dean?
I'm a professor.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
In what?
Education.
That's cool.
So I teach teachers here, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, to get that professor, did we talk about this? Was it yesterday?
Last week, I think.
And you weren't sure if a doctor... Yeah, is it a next stage after a doctor?
Is there a next stage after a doctor? I hope not.
No,
I don't want to go back to school.
No, I'm saying it goes like doctor, then it goes professor, doesn't it?
Well, you get your doctorate in order to become a professor.
So the is the doctorate then the highest level you can go certificate wise, like credential wise? Yeah.
Yes, there's no other. Like, even if you're an MD, like a doctor, you can get your PhD, and
correct,
then you'd be more qualified than a regular doctor.
A regular doctor.
So a doctor is the highest, like the doctorate is the highest.
So what do you have on your passport? Does it say professor?
No, it just says my regular name, because I wouldn't put doctor on there because I don't want to be asked on the plane to help anybody.
Yeah, right? Can you imagine? It's like...
No. If I was a doctor, I am putting that every... Like, my sister became a doctor in philosophy, and she is so reluctant to use that. And I'm like...
Yeah, absolutely.
No, why, guys? Use it. You've worked so... Use it. Like, check into restaurants when they ask you what your name is. Say Dr. Dean. Say it, man. Own it. You work so hard. At least get the little benefits out of it as well.
I'm going to start doing that.
Please do that, mate. Please do that. Listen, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for having a quick chat with us as well. Have a great morning and have a great day, okay?
Yep, thanks very much. I'm back to bed.
There it is.
Good night.
He's back in, Dean. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
What have you got for us?
So congratulations to Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger. They welcomed their second child together, a baby girl named Eloise. It's the third for Chris. He has a son with his ex-wife, Anna Faris. So congratulations to the family.
So hold on. Chris Pratt's father-in-law is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Correct.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Travis Scott surprised fans with his second Nike drop in 2 weeks. But this time he's doing something a bit different. All the proceeds from the release of the TS Air Max 1 Wheat, along with a bunch of clothing items like shorts, swimwear, all that, are going to go to his Project Heal initiative, which basically donates money to several different charities. For example, about a month ago, he donated $1 million to go towards scholarships for students who can't afford education. So he's trying to use all the proceeds from that to help other initiatives.
Now, I'm not going this angle, but obviously with what he's faced over the last 12 months with the unfortunate death of a few people at his show, he was under the spotlight, scrutiny. He was looking upon very negative towards from the public. So the PR team's probably got in there. He's probably said, hey, I want to start doing some better things for people. And so now, rather than this money from the Nike drop going straight into his bank account, let's get some good PR out there. Let's give it out, you know?
He should have done that. Really, shouldn't he? Don't you think? Can't even talk today. But I think it was the right move to do after what's happened.
Yeah. I mean, what else can you do? So as long as it's helping people, that's amazing.
Okay.
Liam Payne, Maya Henry, they ended their engagement once again, nearly a year after rekindling their romance. So they were engaged, broke up, then a year ago got back together and got engaged again.
Ooh.
A rep for the singer confirmed it, but now here's what we found out. So a fan posted this photo of Liam and another girl, and Maya responded saying, I love all the fans so much, but please stop sending me these pictures of my fiance wrapped around another woman. This is not me, and it's hard enough knowing this has happened without seeing
it
enough now. So
being a celebrity and like going through the whole cheating thing, but then being sent photos of the man or the woman they're cheating on, that must be very difficult.
Very, very hard. So they're definitely, definitely broken up. And finally, if you go to our website, virginradiodubai.com, you can watch the first trailer, finally, for Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. It's finally here. The movie comes out July 14, 2023.
Tom Cruise?
Yes, Tom Cruise.
So Tom Cruise is still going around, man. Like, obviously, Top Gun, the big one's out right now.
Yeah, Maverick,
and then he's got Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
He's still looks good. You know, I mean, you can tell that he's obviously aged, but he has to because he's
So this is
like 60 something, isn't he?
This is film number 7, and he's currently filming the 8th one right now as well. So
he ain't ever gonna stop.
He's never gonna stop.
You know, the Mission Impossible like sequels and stuff like that. They're one of the rare movies that the sequels are sometimes better than the originals.
Yeah, they do a good job with them. Yeah, I think they do a good job.
Can I listen? A little bit of it,
Here we go.
Your days of fighting for the so-called greater good are over. This is our chance to control the truth, the concepts of right and wrong for everyone for centuries to come. You're fighting to save an ideal that doesn't exist. Never did. You need to pick a side.
Pick a side, Tom. Sorry, Ethan.
Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good.
It looks really good, too. So go check it out, virginradiodubai.com.
This gossip will self-destruct in 30 seconds. That's what they do in the movie.
It's funny, though. It is funny.
It's funny.
So do we wait the 30 seconds?
Oh, no, because dead air is a crime.
I didn't think it was...
It was funny.
I didn't think it was that funny.
It was funny.
I really didn't think it was that funny.
Go away.
Fair enough.
You're just you're just upset you didn't say it first.
No, not at all. Thank you, pretty Molly Kittis, with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Rossi, I'm just preparing myself for this 7:20 announcement that we're doing.
What are you going to do to prepare?
I just need a coffee. Nala, could you just go get a coffee?
Nala, he has been waiting to get Nala's attention.
Could you get a coffee? Thanks, Nala.
Did you bring one for all of us?
No, I brought one of these 3-in-1 coffee things from home, so I just brought my own.
He brings them every day just for himself.
Do you guys want me to bring you one?
Why don't you just buy some and leave them here?
What? Oh, you leave them here in the studio, they'll get nicked. People steal.
No, we have a secret hiding spot.
Where?
I can't say it all on the radio.
Don't tell him.
I'll tell you. I'll just motion. Look, we keep them in that so no one touches it.
Ah, you keep them in there.
Anyway, I need a coffee. So I had a chai this morning. Is that caffeine? I don't know. Is it as much caffeine as a
cup? It's more.
Is it?
Tea is more caffeine than
coffee. You're joking.
We've had this conversation.
We have, but I forget the result.
Isn't an apple?
A chai latte has more... Don't bring an apple into this conversation.
Oh, apple gosh. More caffeine than a coffee?
Oh, wait, no. Are you asking about... Wait,
apples don't have caffeine in it. It gives you more energy.
Yes.
That's what they're saying because of the
sugar. We're not having the apple conversation.
I just want to know that if I've had a chai latte at 5:29 this morning...
Where was this chai latte from?
There's a shop. I found this little cafe on the way to
work. So it was a karak. It wasn't a latte.
Yeah, it's a karak.
Okay.
2 dirhams.
This big? Look at me. This big?
Yeah, it's a small one.
That's fine.
Can you put on your video when you do that in the morning? Because I'd like to see the process.
I just rock up now and I just pull my car up and that's the guy just brings a little tray and he has all these croissants and everything that I don't want. And then he puts the... it's a 2 dirham karak.
Yeah.
And so day 1 and 2 and 3 and 4... I've only just started doing this. I gave him 5 dirhams. I said, keep the change. And then the next day I came...
We can't be doing that every day.
I gave him 5 dirhams to keep the change, and then I was like, well, this is going to get more expensive.
You shot yourself in the foot.
Today I gave him 5 dirhams, and then I just waited. I just grabbed the change.
Why did you get the change?
Awkward.
Why?
Because
then you need 2 dirhams tomorrow.
It's 25 dirhams in every single week rather than being 10.
Yeah, I know.
So he expected the 3 dirhams tip.
Why don't you just get like a little account going on and then pay it, you know?
I don't like owing money to anyone. But do you think that was bad? Like I tipped him five, and now I'm asking for the change. I gave him 2. I kept 1 dirham like I needed that. Like I didn't.
It's the principle, Chris.
It's the principle. Like it's a... Because 5 dirhams for a chai is still pretty cheap when you think about like...
Just imagine it's 5 dirhams every time then.
That's what I'm saying.
So I just
think it's 5 dirhams every time.
Okay. That's a pound.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give him like a 100 dirham note next time so then I have to get the change back. Because if I just give him 5, I feel like I don't need the change.
Yeah, I get you. Do a 10. Do a tenner.
What card do you pull up when you ask him for the change?
Just the Jeep. The Jeep.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Why do you always bring the car?
I don't know.
Why do you always bring the conversation?
Because imagine
to the
he's
car.
Pulling up in his... supercar, right, that he's got, and he's asking for the change. It's just a bit, you know what I mean? Don't you think?
No.
It's like when you when I pull up into a valet into that car, they always want to try to like slug me 200 dirhams for the valet.
The VIP valet.
I don't want the VIP. I said, park it underneath. They said, oh, it's too low to go underneath. I said, well, all right, I will leave it up the top. And they're like, but that's 200 dirhams. Well, I'm not paying 200 dirhams to park my car. They're like, but sir, it's too low to go below. I said, well, what do you want me to do?
It's not your fault, is it?
It's not my fault.
You
anyway.
You're going to lose those 3 dirhams.
I'll pay 5 dirhams every day. I think I just justified it in my head. Let me just justify this. Hold on. 5 dirhams for a Kodak.
Done. There you go.
5 dirhams. But that's very small. There's a lot. It's not a lot of tea.
Okay, so I can
just go for it.
Nala, can I get it? Thanks. All right. Well, listen. We're preparing. I'm preparing for this 720 announcement. Need the energy for it because it's a big one.
Yeah.
And I give you my word, it's a big one.
Yeah.
All right. Before that, the pop quiz, which is fantastic. Up next, though, this woman has faked her way into a job. Now, she's been caught out, and she was 100% going to get caught out. There was no way that this woman who faked her way into this job was not going to get caught out. I think it's actually really offensive.
Ooh.
Hear the story next. Radio. So a police, what do you call it when they go, like a press conference?
Press conference, yeah.
Police in the States have gone up to do an official press conference because they need help from the public and they're telling a story. Now, this woman, Darlene, has now gone up and done the sign language. As you see, a lot of TV around the world, they have someone doing sign language. Obviously, for the people who can't hear, they always have someone sitting to the left or standing to the left doing the sign language, which I think is pretty cool.
Mm.
Now, it was a last-minute press conference. They didn't have anyone booked in to do the sign language sort of part.
The interpreter, yeah.
So, last minute, this girl, Darlene, says, hey, I know sign language. I can do this for you. And the officer in charge said, great, come up. They're now live on national TV talking about a serious account. She's to the left of him doing the sign language. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman has no idea how to do sign language. She is just doing, she's just making up things.
Why do you think she did it? Is it she wanted to be on the TV or did she get paid for it?
Don't know. We don't know if she got paid or not. Now,
crazy, isn't it?
It's just absolutely horrible. If you want to see it, it's up now on our Instagram page, Chris Fade Show, Chris
this
with a
woman,
K.
I'm like, watching it now. Like, this...
Have a listen to the like. Just have a listen to the entire process here. Here we go. The audio.
Green murder.
Standing off to the side, apparently translating every word, this woman.
We received over 5,000 tips in this case.
But it turns out much of what she was signing was nonsense. She waved her arms around like she was singing Jingle Bells, says one outraged sign language expert. The woman, identified as Derlin Roberts, has a string of arrests for fraud. So how did she come to be translating at last week's high-profile police news conference?
I just didn't ask enough questions.
Tampa Police Public Information Officer Steve Hegarty told me the woman simply showed up out of the blue and offered her services.
They just didn't ask her. But you wouldn't, like, if someone did up to you and say, hey, I know sign language, I can do this.
You don't question it.
Yeah, I mean, do you have, like, a license? Or could I see your sign language? You don't. You just take them on merit that, okay, you're a good human. Thanks, we'll see you.
Especially for a situation like that. You're like, okay, what a good citizen trying to help everyone out.
Just,
that's terrible.
Terrible. Go if you want to see it. It's because now that you know that she doesn't know sign language, watching the video just makes it worse.
And she's so serious when she's doing it.
She must have known she was going to get caught. Like, she would have known going in that she was out. Like, that was it. There was no way she was going to get out of this.
No
go
chance.
Check it out. Chris Fade Show on the gram. This is, now, Rossi is just throwing this in, like, I had no idea. We had something else planned for the show. It's not like we have a hugely planned show. We don't have a script. We just have fun, right?
We try
to have fun.
We sometimes know what we're going to talk about, but we don't know what we're going
to
say.
This one was like literally as, you know, Ross, we're doing a joke off. We're going to try to make pretty laugh. I'm like, what?
We've done it before.
I had no idea what's going on here. Rossi's got like a whole page written of jokes. I'm trying to find some, create some now.
So what are the rules?
So the rules are,
yeah,
maintain eye contact between...
I know, if I look at you, I'm going to laugh.
Not me, but like, when you look at Chris, you're not allowed to do any funny faces here.
I'm not doing anything. So, straight line delivery. You listening to wherever you're listening to this from, you can be like the pretty to see if it makes you laugh.
Vote. Yeah, let's have funnier. A vote.
Like, because I want to see at the end, obviously, like, I feel that you may sort of laugh more at Chris by just the faces he does or the way
we have that thing. We have that connection.
Yeah, so, you know.
Okay, so vote at the end of this who you thought was funnier, Chris or Rossi. Our WhatsApp line is 0487155.
You can go first.
No, you go first.
No, you go first.
There we go. Got the...
Do rock, paper, scissors and see who goes first.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
He changed it.
No, I didn't. Did.
Do it again.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Got you.
Nah, okay, what do you want to go? Best out of three.
Chris,
that's 1-0 to me.
I don't even do... What does he say... Rock, but it's paper, scissors, rock.
No, it's not. It's rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Yes, 2-0.
There. Rossi, you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay, Rossi.
I wanted to go first.
No, you didn't. Let me just...
Do we put music or just straight
no, no, silence? No, it's got to be silence.
Okay. Hey, pretty.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to look at her?
You've got to maintain eye contact.
Okay, we have to.
Yeah.
This is what makes it hard, guys.
You got to... Why?
Okay. Because I just look at the both of you and I laugh. Okay, go.
You know, I sold my vacuum cleaner last night.
Did you?
It was just collecting dust.
Is that the joke?
My turn.
That's a zero. That was terrible.
It was pretty bad, though.
That was so bad. Okay, go.
Do you know what?
What?
Liz rearranged the labels on my spice rack last night.
Oh, no.
I haven't confronted her about it, but the time is coming. Cumin. The time is cumin.
Guys, these are really bad.
I got one.
Okay,
because she's switched it.
Yeah, got it.
Hey, pretty.
Yep.
Did you hear about the guy, I think he might have been from Sweden, he invented the knock-knock joke?
He invented the knock-knock joke.
He won a prize.
Really?
He got the Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
Because it's knock-knock.
Nobel. My turn.
I think I'm just going to be on my phone.
Pretty, you got to look at me.
I have to?
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I've started telling people about the benefits of dried grapes.
You've started telling people about the benefits of dried grapes.
It's all about raising awareness.
Hey, pretty.
Yeah.
Man, it's actually tragic, this one. There was a huge fire in a shoe factory just the other day.
No.
Thousands of souls were lost.
These are really bad, guys. Like, really,
you know, the
bad
internet connection. I've got a farm, you know, pretty. You know, the internet connection. It was really poor, so I moved the modem to the barn. And now I've got a stable Wi-Fi connection.
Guys, these are so bad that I can't, like, I do better jokes.
I got this buddy and he can't.
Dollar's not laughing. Look at
him. These are terrible.
I got this buddy of mine. He's one of my best friends, but he can't stand.
He can't stand.
Poor Neil.
Oh, my.
I got Rossi.
He can't stand
poor Neil.
Being at Rossi, not at you, to be clear.
We don't even need pretty in this game. Let's just do it together.
No.
Hey, Chris.
No, tell me.
Do you know gravity is one of the most fundamental forces in the universe? But if you remove it,
yeah,
you get...
What?
Gravy. Because the it has got the gravity.
Hey, Ross, you know you always say my nose is really big.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know my nose can't be more than 12 inches, because if it was, it'd be a foot.
You win. You was five, man. That was brilliant.
Ross,
well
funny,
done, man.
So this is... Hey, did you know the first French fries were actually cooked in France? Yeah.
The first what? French fries?
Yeah, yeah. They actually weren't cooked in France. They were cooked in Greece.
Greece? Hey, I think you won.
Usma, how you doing?
Hey, Chris. I'm good. How are you?
Tell them. Come on. Tell them the joke legend.
Oh, you won, man. The last two were hilarious.
Thank you.
Did you actually laugh?
Yes, me and my husband both.
Thank you.
Hold on. Wait there. Just wait. Keep her on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Usman, you know, I asked my friend Sam to sing a song about the iPhone. And then Samsung. See, yeah, I'm funny.
It's good. Yeah, you're trying. Maybe try a little harder next time.
Oh,
love Uspa.
Excuse me.
Uspa, you're amazing. Oh, hold on. Fallon's just caught through for you, Rossi. Hi, Fallon.
Hey.
What's up? Are you it's supporting? Bubban. It's what?
It's Bubban.
It's what?
Bubban.
Yeah.
They've told me your name's Fallon.
How do you get Fallon from Bubban?
We'll have to go with Fallon.
That was me because I wanted. Right. Sorry, I didn't let you know. I wanted you to pretend to be Jimmy Fallon and say how good I was. Sorry, I forgot to mention that.
Rossi's the best.
Thanks.
He's the funniest. Always.
Thank you. Thanks, Fallon.
Thank you.
Oh, rest in peace, boiled water. You'll be missed. It's happening. Plastic bags. We're getting rid of them. I want to open up the phone lines, and I want you to be honest. 0487155444. Are you ready for it? Are you ready to say no? Are you ready to say no to plastic bags? Like, this is what it's all about. So this is what we know. July 1st, Dubai, it's going to be mandatory. You will not be able to use a plastic bag unless you pay for it.
Yes, you got
it. All right, it's going to be 25 fills. It's going to be 25 fills per bag, any bag, anywhere you go. Your little corner store, your big car full, wherever you go, July 1st, you buy your groceries, you buy anything, 25 fills a bag. Abu Dhabi, hey, you're June 1st.
They're banning plastic bags.
All right.
Single-use plastic bags.
They're banning it. You can't even get one.
Abu Dhabi's
You're not paying 25 fills.
You're banning single-use plastic bags anywhere. From June 1st.
No.
That's good because everybody will have to use the bag for life.
Well, what's the country? Kenya, right? Kenya doesn't.
Yeah, I think Eddie said that. Yeah,
don't have plastic bags.
Yeah.
All stores must abide by this. Now, for the other Emirates, I've got no info on it. We haven't heard any info, but this is what we know. All right, July 1st for Dubai, you're going to be paying 25 fils per bag, any bag. Abu Dhabi, June 1st, zero bags.
So, do you when you guys go grocery shopping, do you take your own bags?
Absolutely not.
You don't?
No.
Nope. Okay.
But, like, I don't.
I will start.
You know, and especially when I go back to the UK, I always forget that they do the bag thing. And then I just load all the stuff in the boot without a bag.
Yeah.
But
Hold on. In the UK, you do the grocery shopping.
Yeah.
You can buy.
Everyone carries those bags for life.
But if you don't have the bags.
You can buy them.
You can buy. The bags for life or plastic bags?
Plastic bags.
Yeah, that's
and
what
the
they,
bags for life.
That's what they do in Australia.
I always buy the bags.
Don't you feel
for
guilty?
Life. Yeah. And you know what? Like, especially here as well, when you get stuff and you immediately throw the bag away in the bin, you don't even use the bag. You know, something gets delivered.
Yep.
You throw it straight in the bin.
Yep.
I feel the guilt.
Yeah, no, same with me, man. And like, we're totally excessive. When you go to a gas station and you buy, like, you know, a drink and then you get that put in a bag, like, that's just horrible. Please say no to any of that.
Or the banana, which is already in a bag.
In a bag, yeah.
Then it goes in a plastic bag.
Yeah, I'm not sure the reason why the banana is wrapped in a bag. I don't know if it's to make it last longer. You know, my products, Fade Fit, we have, they're in plastic, right? And one thing from a startup company like us is we want to be better. Right? So we got a quote to be more environmentally friendly as a product.
Yeah.
However, it was going to cost us 8 times more for the packaging.
Which means the price of the product would have to...
The price of the product would go so high that no one would buy it.
Yeah.
Now, until the major players, the big boys, the big companies...
Yeah.
Make it that all their products don't have plastic, because then what would that... That would mean that if the big companies that produce here in this region, they would then go and have to order in bulk these materials that would come from overseas that would be more environmentally friendly, which mean that the smaller companies like us, we would be able to get them at a better price because now they're in the country.
Yeah.
But if I just wanted to go externally to go try to get this in, and I got 3 different quotes from 3 different companies. It was something that as a company that we are, we wanted to be that environmentally friendly company. We will become that. But right now, as a startup, I can't afford that. I really can't.
Yeah, I get
the
that.
Company would not sustain itself. We would not be able to be a company anymore.
But you do like a foil, right?
It's a foil. It is. It's better than a plastic, but it's a foil. But it's still not where I want it to be.
Right.
And it will become that.
It will get there. Yeah, yeah.
So just so we know, plastic. Why? It takes 400 years for a plastic, one plastic bag, 400 years.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
And you know, this is one element. There's so many different things environmentally that we have to obviously do. What are your thoughts on it? Are you ready for it, UAE? Are we ready for it? 0487155444. Gus, what do you want to say?
Yeah. Well, I want to say that this doesn't solve the problem.
Of course, but it helps.
No, not really. Because you just said that, you just made a very good point. Plastic lasts for 400 years.
Yep.
We can put it in the ground, not if you leave it outside, because it biodegrades from the sun. But then it ends up in the air and our water and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we drink plastic as it is in our water every day across the world, not just in the UAE, right? So that's just a problem that we have as mankind. So,
okay, but hold on. Gus, do you scuba dive by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay, so every day, every time I go scuba diving, littered on the bottom of our oceans is plastic, and I've had to see a turtle consume a bag and die.
No.
Right?
Yeah. So I believe it.
So getting rid... we're not saying that getting rid of plastic bags is going to solve every issue that we have, but it's definitely going to assist. Don't you think it's going to chip away at it at least?
Well, you just said that the plastic bags last around for 400 years.
Yep.
So don't you think that making, as mankind, making an understanding that we should move towards recycling all of these materials rather than burying them in the ground would be a better solution?
No, we're saying we don't even want to have them.
Yeah, but you have them for 400 years, Chris.
No, it's not that.
We don't want to keep... What we're saying is that if we can stop now creating and making bags, so we stop... So plastic doesn't exist anymore.
But But then you're eliminating recycling plastic.
But we won't need it. We don't need it.
It'll be around for four centuries, brother.
Yes, we've already
If you don't recycle it, then it's going to be around for another four centuries.
No. The plastic that we have now, that's currently with us, that we've created over the last 200 years or whatever it's been,
buried or in the ocean.
Okay, too. We can't go back. It's there. Okay.
Yeah.
We can recycle it.
We can recycle it, of course. That's what we need to do. Yes, we can recycle it. We can make new bottles out of it or whatever it is. Clothing, whatever it is. I know sustainability with companies, they're trying to do that sort of feel. But what we're saying now is from the year 2022 is that we actually don't even we stop producing plastic. So in 100 years, the people that are here, that none of us will be here, they aren't doing the same things that we were doing. We've learned.
The mistakes.
I think that's what we're trying to get at. We're not saying it's going to...
That's the point, is that if we do that, you're talking about virgin plastic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Virgin plastic is new plastic. I'm not talking about new plastic. I get what you're saying with that.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, the new plastic.
A petrochemical thing that becomes oil industry.
Mm.
And we can't really fight the oil industry very well, right? So I'll leave that there because I don't want to say too much about that. But recycling, and you recycle plastic, the plastic you already currently have, will last for another 500 years and you won't have to make new plastic. The more plastic we recycle, the less new plastic we'll have to buy because recycled plastic is cheaper.
Yes, you're having an argument on a completely separate topic.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not saying no to recycling. We would love to recycle, and we need the recycling to continue. What
right,
we're saying
we
is that...
Bags, then we end plastic, recycle plastic bags.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, but we're not going to be able to recycle every plastic bag. So the better way of doing it is don't use them. Let's not have the issue in the first place. The reason why we're having to recycle these bags is because we've created the problem. Let's get rid of the problem. And then we can continue to recycle whatever we've got. Let that happen.
You're not... Yes, we need to recycle what we already have. I agree.
I feel like I'm arguing with my wife.
See, like, what you're...
By stating that, we basically are side-skirting the issue.
No, see, I get what you're saying. I get, like, we need to recycle, reuse, all of that. I think we're all on board with you when it comes to that.
Yes.
I think what Chris is trying to say, and I understand what both of you guys are saying. You're not wrong, Gus, and and what's happening now is not wrong either. Let's not add more issues to it. Let's just not use any more new plastic bags, and let's recycle what we already have accumulated if we can.
Because I'm guilty of leaving a shopping grocery store with 22 plastic bags that I take home. I take the shopping out. We fold them up, put them under the sink, and then we try to use them for certain things.
Like for the toilet bin or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then you end up throwing it away anyways, so.
Yeah.
We're sort of on the same page, Gus?
Well,
yeah, no, for sure. I get what you're saying, 100%. And the thing is that if we had more of a, and across the world, if we took more of an accountability for the plastic we've already created, then I think that we would be better off. We
sure.
Yeah,
the
totally.
Yes, of course. Recycling, yeah. 100%. Appreciate the call, Gus. Neil, hi.
Hey, hello. How are we doing?
Good, mate. Plastic bags. Quick thoughts on it. We're running out of time. Quick thoughts.
Hey, I am pro for that. And I think we are a long way back. We should have done this a couple of years from now. And not just Kenya and UAE, probably the entire world globally should look into it and make sure that we have got rid of all these plastic bags.
100%. Yeah, I mean, listen, but let's be positive. You know, let's just say we're doing it. You know, we could have done it 10 years ago, but at least we're doing it, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Shazia, it's all about recycling as well. You're passionate about the recycling side.
Hi, guys. Firstly, I need to say I love you guys. I rarely call in, okay? But today, I've just turned on the radio. I'm listening to what you guys are talking about. The fact that you guys are raising awareness, you know, this morning is, you know, I'm so happy. I'm very passionate about it. But a couple of things, guys, that you mentioned earlier, you know, that guilt, having that guilt when you go to a store and, you know, you end up, you know, using or taking a plastic bag. Look, it's all about culture. It's all about mindset. Okay. It's all about awareness. Okay. So much is going on. Kind of when we think about the economic visions of, you know, the Middle East, GCC, when we think about what the major oil companies are doing, you know, where they're investing, so much is going on. And alhamdulillah, like, you know, that's a good step, right? But I really think, for me personally, it's the small things that you can do as an individual versus what the major corporates are doing, right? So, you know, I live in Barsha, okay, and what we do, we basically recycle all of the plastic that we're using, from small My Dubai water bottles to, you know, food packaging. You know, we wash it, we clean it, and then we basically put it in boxes, and I drive once a week to Sustainable City, and I dump it. And do you know what? It's hard to do, okay? It's physical work. But you know what? It's all about kind of leading by example with your kids as well, right? You know, and you know, we've got to change our mindset. We can't just say, "Oh, there's too much plastic in the world. Oh, we're a bit late now." No, look, you know what? This is we have one planet. You know, the focus right now with everybody's ESG. Chris, the fact that you're actually sourcing quotes to get, you know, non-plastic products for your own brand is, you know, it's a really good first step, you know. And
very cool. I love how passionate you are.
Yeah.
If we were all like you, Shaz,
we'd be good.
There'd be a lot of traffic around Sustainable City, though. That's all I got to say. Love your thoughts. Guys, plastic bags, say no. Let's go. Hanging out with us. Sheena's just rocked up in the studio. She's getting ready to take over as well. Hi, Sheen Beans.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you? What about Justin Bieber? Your fellow Canadian is coming back.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. I've seen him a couple times. He's always fun to watch.
He is great, isn't he?
And his music. We just love all of his music.
Who's hotter? Harry Styles, Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber. Out of those three.
Shawn Mendes. Mm.
Sheena?
I mean, they're all so much younger than me. I feel weird saying this. But Shawn Mendes is definitely the best looking out of all of them.
But
excuse me.
Hold on. Nala's putting her hand up, Rossi. Just hold on. Yes, Nala. Time's up. Too late. Go ahead.
Like, it's subjective, though, isn't it? You know what I mean? You two are saying Shawn Mendes is the most attractive, but it's not to everyone's liking.
Of course.
What are you saying?
No, don't shout. Don't shout.
But he frustrates me,
but
Chris.
Like you're saying, oh, Shawn Mendes is the hottest.
Because Chris asked our opinion.
Who do you think's the hottest, Ross?
Harry.
Okay.
I think Harry Styles is the best, like, rock star potential. Yeah. I think Justin Bieber is, like, the pop star. I think Shawn Mendes is just the best good looking. Yeah. And he's like, seems like a cool guy.
I want I think the Middle East needs their own sort of Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes feel, who is not just doing Arabic music, but has crossed over to the world. Mm. Like, I'd like an Enrique. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But I'd like it to be, I'd like him to be. Do we have anyone? Like, who's doing it? Who's doing that? I mean, I'm ignorant.
Fadi, your mate.
But he's not.
Anis is
cool. Dude,
originally
I'm talking like hot, like as in got that appeal as well. Not, and Anis is very talented.
Yeah, I love his music.
Hot.
Like I'm saying, like an Enrique, a Shawn Mendes, but he's Arab. You know what I mean? Nala, is there anyone? Is there anyone that's doing that right now that you know?
No. Arab singers.
All right.
I'm literally looking up Arab singers.
If you'd have to be tall. Maybe that's where it's hard. Because we're not the tallest people, Middle Eastern. Mm. We're not. Like, we're average height. We do get 6 foot ones and twos.
You could do it. Why don't you try? Get some nice platform shoes.
Yeah, I could get the platforms out again. Tight leathers.
Got a good face.
Do you think I could do a leather, like leather pants?
No.
No!
Because you can't, you've always had problems down in that department. Because you could never fit into H&M trousers, remember?
True, yeah, my thighs are too big for my waist.
When you put on beef, it goes to the bottom half.
When I put on weight, it goes straight to my my backside and my thighs. They rub together sometimes. It's not good. I wouldn't be good on stage with leathers, no. I wouldn't.
Wow. This conversation. I'm looking for a young Arab singer.
None.
What about if Aladdin, the Aladdin guy?
Yeah.
If he was to go into music, he'd be great.
He's too short.
Rami Malek?
No, it doesn't have that. Feel.
No,
it doesn't have that feel.
There's got to be someone. Who else do you know? What about out of like?
What about like all of these?
Amelia says, "Who are you saying, Amelia? Is it Amelia?
Oh, sorry. This is Amelia's husband.
Oh, sorry, mate. We got your name as Amelia here. Who are you saying?
I would have said Carl Wolf.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah, Carl's a great guy. He's a good dude, but not for that ready to go.
He's short.
Yeah, he's short. He's a good mate of mine, actually. And there's also Masari that we had.
Yeah, Masari.
No, there was a rapper that I was on stage before a couple of months back. He performed at the expo.
Muhammad Ramadan.
He was amazing.
Yeah, he's Egyptian. Muhammad Ramadan. Muhammad, yeah, but he's not.
What's his name?
I'm saying someone that's doing all.
Yeah.
Anthony Tuma.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. Anthony Tuma. True. How can we forget him?
But he's still a little short.
No.
Hey.
But he's a very attractive man. He's got the.
And his girl is gorgeous.
Yeah. And he does English and Arabic. And
he's got a great voice.
He's lovely as well as
Anthony Tuma. We nominate Anthony Tuma to take
over
the world.
He's perfect. How did we not think of him?
Anthony!
I don't know. You know what we should do?
Right. Call him.
I reckon this week we should do a campaign and we should get Anthony Tuma to number one on
the
iTunes
charts. Can we call him? Call him, Chris.
Let's do it. Come on, because he's a lovely guy.
Call him.
Get him
Anthony
to number one.
I don't know if he's in the country
now.
I think he's
a Lebanon number.
I mean, Anthony Tuma.
Just try calling it.
What's his songs?
We need to tell him that he needs to get ready for this campaign. That he needs to take over the world.
Anthony, yeah.
He has no choice
now. He needs to do it.
I've got his Lebanon number as well. All right, well, listen, we're going to give you a chance to...
Hold on, Tyra.
We're going to, to meet Tyra Banks, but just real quickly. Is this...
What is that?
This is calling Lebanon.
At Anthony Tuma on Instagram. Touma.
Is this the ringtone? Is this what... It's off, huh?
Anthony.
All right, we'll keep trying. It's Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. What an epic morning it was. Again, just talking about it again, that Justin Bieber show announcement.
Yeah.
October 8th, he's going to be here in Dubai, Justin Bieber Coca-Cola Arena. Pre-sale tickets are on now, so if you want to register to get the best seats, go to CocaColaArena.com right now. That pre-sale will close at 6 o'clock tonight, tomorrow night.
The registration for the pre-sale. So the pre-sale will happen Thursday, 10 a.m., but you must
register for it. So get to CocaColaArena.com. General tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m.
He's doing this as a global tour, by the way. He's already sold 1.3 million tickets. So some of those will be right here in Dubai. We cannot wait. We'll be celebrating more throughout the day. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.